Paul Andecker and the Monday edition of the Daily Buzz. Who knew bees were good at problem solving? A team of researchers from Queen Mary University in London created a puzzle with a treat at the end and taught one bee how to solve it. What shocked them the most was when the bee taught the rest of the colony how to do it too. They say it's proof bees are social learners and capable of teaching other bees to problem solve. Now they've just got to figure out a use for that information. Maybe we need to switch resolution time to the spring rather than the first of the year, because it seems when spring rolls around, we all want to make some changes. According to a new survey by Dutch Brothers Coffee, among our spring resolutions are refreshing goals, eating healthier, and exploring new hobbies. Survey also found that 71% of respondents said after being cooped up all winter, they want to be more spontaneous in the spring. You may hate it when people eat food off your plate, but there's a reason they do it, and it's not just to annoy you. Researchers at Yale found that food actually tastes better when you eat it off someone else's plate. The reason? It's a shared experience. One that actually heightens our senses. It's kind of like watching the same movie or listening to music together. Basically, sharing the experience makes it more meaningful. Okay, so next time somebody's picking food off my plate, I shouldn't be irritated? I should be flattered? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Monday Daily Buzz Part 2, coffee may make you move more and sleep less. A new study has some good and bad news about coffee. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine finds that coffee jumpstarts your activity level, with coffee drinkers taking on average 1,000 extra steps a day. But while the increase in exercise is good news, the study finds coffee drinkers lost about 36 minutes of sleep a night. And the more they drank, the less they slept. Here's more proof of the mind-body connection. A study by the University of Birmingham in the UK found that being tired mentally can affect our physical performance. Researchers found that when study subjects were asked to do mentally demanding tasks, it affected their physical activity afterward. Basically, mental fatigue has negative impact on physical activity. It's no wonder we don't have the energy to exercise after work. Now, if you want to visit the happiest place on Earth, don't go to Disneyland. Go to Finland. For the sixth consecutive year, Finland tops the World Happiness Survey. People cite the relaxed attitudes toward work, finance, and religion for the ranking, as well as the climate. From May to August, the sun does not set at all in Finland. Denmark and Iceland were second and third, by the way, U.S., placed 15th. Hey, and if you'd like to learn more about trash, Santa Clara University is offering Garbology, the study of trash. It allows students to learn more about their consumption patterns, human behavior, and environmental impact. Part of the course involves getting dirty and going through trash yourself in order to learn about the way people dispose of products, how long it takes to decompose, and what effect that has on everything else. Garbology. Knucklehead News out of Pennsylvania, where a professor was so tired of his students cheating with ChatGPT that he decided to use it to his advantage. Instead of telling his students not to use it and then watching them do it anyway, he's written it into the syllabus that it's absolutely mandatory that everyone uses ChatGPT. The professor teaches an entrepreneurship and innovation class at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, so it makes sense that he'd want to incorporate new technology into his teachings. Still, that's not the case everywhere. Several school districts have banned the chatbot entirely, and even this professor said he has some anxiety about what the future of education will look like with chatbot becoming commonplace. Students are required to report which assignments they used it on, and they're also supposed to fact-check that information against other sources. Well, you know what they say, if you can't beat them, join them. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great week.